Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a book, a very special book, because we've read a lot about sea turtles. We've read a lot about ocean creatures. And this one is right in line with that. And so we hope that you enjoy today's story. You always remember it. Okay. Today's story is called... Always remember. It's by C.C. Meng, and it's illustrated by Yago, and it's read today by Mommy and
Chicken Nugget.
Wow, you even sang it. That's exciting. Why don't more people sing their names? I'm Mommy, you're Chicken Nugget. I mean, how much more fun would life be if we sang our names instead of said them? Hello, Mr. Give me a last name, Mr. Johnson. Nice to meet you. Hello, Mr. Johnson. Nice to meet you. Maybe I just want to live in a musical. I don't know. It's strange. Let's move on. Shall we move on? Here we go. To our story, always remember. In the end, on his very last day, Old Turtle swam his last swim and took his last breath. And with his life complete, the gentle waves took him away. And by dawn, everyone that Old Turtle knew he was gone. What a way to start a story. Now the turtles playing in the reef remembered how he had taught them to swim. Old Turtle had been a good teacher. So, if you want to be remembered, you must be a good teacher. Okay, got it. And the turtles would always remember. And the broad-backed, humpback whale remembered how Old Turtle swam alongside of her and kept her company when she got separated from her pod. Old Turtle had been a good friend. Aha! So if you want to be remembered, you must be a good teacher and you must be a good friend. Got it. And the whale would always remember. And wow, what a picture. This artist really outdid himself. The sea otters remembered how Old Turtle would dive and play with them and make them laugh. Old Turtle had loved to have fun. Aha. So if you want to be a person who's remembered, you must teach and you must listen and be a good friend and you must have fun and make people laugh. And the otters would always remember. Now the dolphins remembered how Old Turtle was curious about the unknown and bravely swam far out to sea. And the Old Turtle explored the darkest of the waters and discovered glittery jewels to show his friends. Wow-wee. And he sure does. Look at that. He's got, what is that? What do you think that is? Like a pearl necklace that he's got. Maybe in the picture we can see there's a sunken ship. Maybe this is treasure from the pirate ship. Maybe. Why not? Let's think that's what that might be. And the dolphins would always remember. Okay, so on top of being friendly, we must also be curious and brave. So we're starting to pile it up now. Once, a terrible storm tossed and turned the ocean for 3 long days and nights, and the starfish was torn from her rock and swept away. And when the waves became calm again, Old Turtle looked for her and found her and carried her home. And the starfish would always remember. So we must be a person who looks for ways to help if we want to be remembered. I think we can manage these so far. It doesn't seem so difficult. Let's see. When Old Turtle found a manatee. Do you know what a manatee is? I'm so glad you don't know. It is a sea mammal. Okay. They actually call them sea cows because they are very big, very gentle animals. And you can usually find them somewhere off the coast of Florida. Okay. So when Old Turtle found a manatee tangled in a fishing net, he snipped and pulled and would not stop until the manatee was free. The manatee told the story to his children, and they told their story to their children. Old Turtle would never be forgotten, at least not by the manatees. And that means if we want to not be forgotten, we must also do heroic acts to help and save others. Whew. That was a pretty heroic thing that he did, working nonstop like that. I guess we must be hard workers, right? Is that what you're taking away from this? Me too. Yeah. Once upon a time, there was an old turtle. He was a wonderful teacher and friend. He loved to laugh and have fun. He explored the unknown and discovered great things. He showed kindness and strength, and he made the world a better place. And when he was done, the ocean took him back. And what he left behind was only the beginning. Oh, wow. And that is the end of that guy's story. But do you know what else I think? I think that we can all be like the old turtle. We can all do our very best to love and serve others so that we can find a way to make the world a better place. Are you doing your part? Something to think about. And that, my friends, is, say it with me, the end.